obviously, we know Donegal, Tyrone, Cavan, Fermanagh and Monaghan. So we were discussing ways in which the existing rail network that currently goes into Derry, how that could be extended in a viable way to ensure that places like Donegal and Tyrone could get their rail back. We were really encouraged by his response on certainly a number of our proposals. It's early days yet. You know, nothing was handed over, signed and sealed on the table. There's a lot of work still to be done. But, you know, we're positive, and he was positive, particularly about the possibility of rail returning to Letterkenny.
And there is, it would seem, an appetite there, not only from yourselves, but from various communities here in the Northwest region for that to happen.
Oh, massively. I mean, there's something. In the 50s and 60s, rail was removed from Donegal and Tyrone, and the loss is still felt, even amongst people who weren't born and just don't remember the rail from that time. There's a feeling that, you know, viable communities, especially cities and large towns like Derry or Letterkenny, really do need rail as part of what they offer. So there's huge support. Anytime we use social media, anytime we have public meetings, we find huge support from all quarters. And what we've really noticed in politics in particular in the last year or two, there's been a real wind of change. There's so many more people involved in politics who are now sitting up, listening to the case for better rail in the Northwest and prepared to grab it and run forward with it. And in that context, it was great that Minister Ryan was prepared to sit down and listen to the case for here as well.